The Indians looking to maintain a one-game lead over the Astros for the top record in the AL. The Twins, meanwhile, have a magic number to clinch a playoff berth that stands at one coming into play Wednesday night. Pick up the action, no score in the first. Edwin Encarnacion facing Adalberto Mejia.
Swing and a broken bat flare into center, base hit. Ramirez hits third, he'll score easily. So Edwin Encarnacion with a broken bat RBI single to center, and the Indians have a 1-0 lead. And Encarnacion has had five RBIs already in this series. Number 104 on the year for Encarnacion.
And boy, he threw the express right by him. He throws the fastball and blows it by Buxton. After nine strikeouts, curiously, Tito's going to take him out here. Danny Salazar, dynamite here tonight. The 3-2. Oh, Yan Gomes. High drive, deep left, way, way, way back, and gone to Souvenir City. Yan Gomes, home run number 14, makes it a 4-0 Indians lead.
Tying run at the plate in the Minnesota ninth inning. Swings, hits a bouncer over the mound. Behind second, Lindor gloves, throws, got him! Ball game! Win number 99 is in the books. The Indians stopped the Minnesota Twins tonight by a final score of 4-2.
So for now, the magic number remains one as we wait out the White Sox-Angels game.
The Indians maintain a one-game lead over the Astros for the top record in the AL as they defeat the Twins 4-2. Danny Salazar, 4 2/3 scoreless innings, striking out 9. Edwin Encarnacion, 2-for-2 with 2 walks. Despite the loss, the Twins have clinched a playoff berth thanks to the White Sox victory over the Angels later on Wednesday night. The Indians maintain a one-game lead over the Astros for the top record in the American League. Manager Terry Francona spoke after.
And we had kind of put like 65-ish on Danny. He was obviously fine. We're trying to navigate through some things this week and trying to win. You know, like getting Clev in middle of an inning, getting Lonnie in at bat. You know, things that we need to do and try to do it in the course of also winning. When guys pitch like Danny and Clev do, it makes it a lot easier.
That said, how'd you think Danny looked?
I thought Danny looked great. That was really, really encouraging. He worked ahead. He had a good off speed, whether it was a changeup or breaking ball, and had dominant stuff. That was exciting to see.
I feel like I know before you said that you're not going to make a decision just based on one start or one relief appearance or anything like that. But how
right.
Much do you appreciate when someone does make a decision tough, kind of like the way Danny did?
Well, and I'm not sure it makes the decision tough. I think what it does is gives us options to do things. And, you know, I love it when I don't ever want guys to not do well. So, oh man, it makes your decision easy. We want our guys to play well, all of them, whoever it is.
Do you think Danny kind of needed an outing like this just personally?
I think it was good for him. I think it was really good for him. Yeah. You know, to be able to stay out there long enough where it's not just maybe once through the order, I thought that was really good for him.
When you look at him, Terry, at this time of the season, do you look at him as a starter or a reliever, or is he an option?
I thought I just went through it. I'm not going to give you our playoff roster tonight, and tonight he was a starter. He's not going to start the next 4 days, and we'll figure out what we're going to do after that.
Step forward last night.
Another one tonight. That was good. His stuff, he carried his stuff, and you can see him getting more and more confident and, you know, sure of himself. He's repeating things now, and it gets exciting.
I take it Edwin's fine. He had a little something in his hand, or
yeah, he said he took a swing and he said something cracked. But, you know, I think I cracked when he said that. But no, he was fine.
Did you like what you saw there?
I thought Glove was good, real good. You know, he stayed on the plate better, and he held his stuff from, you know, night to night, which is because he hasn't been doing that much because he's been starting, so that was good to see too.
It's not like you've kind of rearranged the innings for the catchers a little bit, but it's not like Gomes' playing time has changed that much. But for him to maintain this offensive
like to see that kind of down the stretch?
I love it because we're going to need both of them, and they know that. And, you know, I kind of told both of them, we'll play whoever we think that night makes the most sense, and we'll have to figure some things out, but it's nice when both of them are contributing offensively.
Is it a different mindset for Clev when he's in that role? I mean, does he still have to go out and attack? I mean, is it still as basic as that?
Well, I mean, I hope it is. I think that's the idea. Sometimes I think it's easier because it unclutters you a little bit. Now, I think he was doing a really good job starting. But that's the idea, is just come out and attack the zone because his stuff is really good. And, you know, if he stays away from, you know, the ball one, ball two, ball three, he's going to have success.
The series against the Twins concludes on Thursday. Carlos Carrasco on the hill.